2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL's 100th anniversary tour with Damon Dujanovic on KSL News Radio.
We're live in Spanish Fork all morning long as we take the show on the road to celebrate 100 years of KSL News Radio. Oof, I wonder what the price of flying was even a few decades ago compared to what it is today, Dave. I want to fly to Nashville this summer because I love me some country music. And I've never been to Nashville. Looked at the price to fly, and I got sticker shock. That's the conversation that we're going to dive into right now because there's some new data out on flights, how much they've gone up, what they're costing us as consumers now. Do you want to know how much?
How much?
About $600 round trip, and that's just for one person. I thought maybe I'd want to go with somebody, but that's just the price to fly. That doesn't even include my rental car, my hotel.
Yeah, and your food, and then the tickets once you get there. I mean, you want to talk about sticker shock. It's not just the airlines.
Just adding it up real quickly, I think it would cost me about $4,000 for about 6 days in Nashville. Oof.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
staycation.
Staycation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Staycation. But at the same time, we've been cooped up for so long, right? We've put pause. We've pressed pause on our plans and our family vacations for so long. At what point are we going to say, well, you know what? We still got to travel. We still got to do something. We just have to pay the price. Maybe we go for 3 days instead of six.
I want to bring Ted Rossman into the conversation, an analyst with Bankrate. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Are you going to fly this summer?
I am, actually. It's funny you mentioned Nashville because that's actually where I'm going. I live in the New York area. Never been there. Also a big country music fan. So, yeah, that's our big summer trip.
Oh, fun. Well, maybe I'll see you there or maybe I won't. I don't know. That sounds like a good line in a country song.
Okay, so I do want to know, how did you justify it? With these prices that are just soaring right now, were you just so done with staying home and your staycations that you said, I don't care what the price is, I'm paying it?
You know, I think there is an element of that, you know, for myself, but also for a lot of other people. You feel like you've been cooped up the past couple years. I mean, my family, we went almost 2 years without flying at all, and then we've started to get back to it a bit lately. What we found in our survey is that about 6 in 10 Americans are going to take some sort of summer vacation. These are not all plane trips, obviously. There's a lot of car trips and even a good number of staycations. 28% are planning one of those. But what I think was really significant was that about 70% of people taking these trips are making changes because of inflation. So maybe they're traveling a shorter distance or taking less time off or planning cheaper activities. It really is starting to hit people, at least psychologically. What's interesting, though, to your point about pent-up demand, I'm actually seeing in the real data people are spending more on travel maybe than they say they are, and the cutbacks are happening more on physical goods.
Ted Rossman, an analyst with Bankrate, joining us live on the line after I got some sticker shock trying to plan my summer trip. And Ted, you hit the nail on the head. The minute I saw what it would take to fly a couple of people to Nashville, including myself, and you know, add in rental car plus the price of gas to tootle around Nashville and beyond, I thought, you know, I'm going to readjust my plans because that I'm looking at a maybe $4,000 budget to go to Nashville, Tennessee. I mean, I love country music, but I also like having that money in my savings account, too. What are people deciding to do instead of these more expensive trips because of inflation?
Yeah, these are big trade-offs that a lot of people are making. I am sensing another big road trip and staycation summer. So rather than taking a long, expensive flight, a lot of people are driving a couple hours depending on where you are, maybe that's the beach, maybe that's the mountains, whatever it is. A lot of people are doing that. But I also think that a lot of people are saying inflation be darned, we're going to travel anyway because we're sick of COVID and we want to do it. And then they're either cutting into savings or adding to debt or maybe just making other trade-offs. I thought it was really striking recently when Walmart and Target and Amazon reported their earnings. They all exhibited sharp pullbacks in consumer spending. And, you know, they're saying basically that people are acknowledging that they're spending so much more in other areas that they're buying fewer clothes and electronics and other things. That's a sharp turnaround from what we saw during the past couple of years when people were doing the whole nesting thing and they were improving their homes but not traveling. I think now it's really shifted back to services.
The pendulum has swung. Ted Rossman, thank you so much for joining us from Bankrate. We appreciate your analysis.
I'm trying to do a gas trip calculator, how much it would cost you in gas, Dave, to get your family to, where do you want to go? Disneyland?
Yeah.
And I know you have a van that you're probably going to load the children into. And we're going to pretend that it is a, what is it, a Chrysler? I can't remember which
Kia
you drive.
Kia Sedona.
What do you, are you thinking just no road trip for you this summer then?
He hit it on the head. Ted hit it on the head. We are thinking about going to California. Instead, we're going to go to Moab. We're going to go on a river running trip. So we still are traveling, but it's going to be a shorter trip. There's going to be less of us. So we've kind of narrowed it down who actually gets invited to the trip this time. And I think, again, we want to do stuff. We want to get out. We just are not willing to pay the prices right now. We have a budget, and we're going to stick to it.
Okay, here I go. I'm going to try to calculate the trip and see if I get it right here. I don't know if this is accurate. It says the fuel trip cost one way would be $154.
That's a bad website, Deb.
It is a bad website because I was thinking it would be more like $300 one way, right?
Yeah.
Maybe this website's outdated. Hasn't kept up with the current price of gas at $4.66 a gallon along the Wasatch Front. More expensive in California.
Well, every fill-up right now is right around that 8,500, 110 range. And if you're traveling hundreds of miles with multiple fill-ups, and again, this is $4.66 a gallon, but if you're going to California, you're looking more like $5.50 a gallon, $6 a gallon.
I'm going to find a new calculator. See if we can find the real price out in the next 3 minutes. Straight ahead, talking live to the golf pro here at the Oaks Golf Course in Spanish Fork. I want to know what the cost is to get a child involved in golf.
Oh, Debbie, this is a huge one. I will say this. There's two sports that I absolutely love that I grew up doing that I have not taught my children, skiing and golf, because it can get a little pricey. I'm hoping that maybe there's a new generation and there's some new incentives that we can figure out to get kids involved in golf, because I love golf. I love everything about it except the price tag.
Like a 16 and under discount?
There you
instead
go.
Instead of 60 and over 46
discount? 46 and under discount?
Let's ask that question next.
Dujanovic. Start your mornings productively with important updates on breaking news,
traffic, and reliable weather.
You'll get it all on KSL from 5 to 9 with Tim and Amanda.
Utah's morning companions for news.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.